From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government has made assurance that electricity subsidies for the community will continue in 2021 under the efforts to bring about economic recovery amid the COVID-19 pandemic. State-owned enterprises BUMN Minister Erick Thohir noted in an official statement in Jakarta on Saturday that 450-volt-ampere customer will receive a full fee waiver or free of charge. This is a testament to the government's support for economically vulnerable communities. As reported by Antara, Minister Thohir further expounded that the electricity cost subsidy also refers to 900-volt-ampere customers. The subsidy extension is valid from January to March 2021. Thohir stated that the focus will again be set on the possibility of continuing to extend the subsidy in line with the condition of the affected community. Jakarta Administration through the Education Department has set to continue the home learning system in the second semester of the 2020-2021 school year. Head of Education Department Nahdiana said that during this pandemic, her side prioritizes the health and safety of the students, teachers, and educational staff. The Education Department has set a website dubbed Siap Belajar that will be used to conduct assessment to measure the readiness of schools in the capital city in implementing educational activities in the 2020-2021 school year. The assessment points contained on the website are based on standards from the Education Ministry, Circular of Jakarta Education Department Head, Number 1130-2020 and guidelines issued by UNESCO and OECD. The results of the assessment will become a base for the Education Department to determine which schools are ready to implement the blended learning system, the combination of face-to-face learning and remote learning. Sleman Regency has again extended the emergency response period of Mount Merapi until January 31, 2021 due to the volcanic activity that keep increasing. This is the second time the Regency extended its emergency period. As reported by Tempo, Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency Acting Head of Sleman Regency, Joko Suprianto, said, based on the report of Merapi activities from BPPTKG, the Geological Disaster Technology Research and Development Center, on December 18-24, 2020, the volcano status stood at alert level 3. The active volcano has the potential to spew lava, volcanic material, and hot clouds. Joko said 240 people from Mount Merapi areas are still being relocated at Glagaharjo, Cangkringan, and they are in need of aid from the regional government to fulfill their basic needs. Let's move on to the international news. South Korea will expand a ban on private gatherings larger than 4 people to include the whole country and extend unprecedented social distancing rules in Seoul and neighboring areas until January 17. The health minister, Kwon Deok-chol, on Saturday said that the measures were necessary to reduce a prolonged surge in infection that has led to a spike in death. The country reported 824 new cases as of midnight on Friday, down from 1,029 a day before, a drop that officials said was likely due to less testing over the New Year's holiday. Vietnam has detected its first imported case of the new coronavirus variant that is spreading rapidly around Britain. The variant was detected in a 44-year-old woman returning to Vietnam from Britain, who was quarantined upon arrival and was confirmed positive for the virus on December 24th. Vietnam is still operating repatriation flights to bring its citizens stuck in the UK home amid the pandemic. With strict quarantine and tracking measures, Vietnam quickly contained coronavirus outbreaks, allowing economic activity to rebound faster than in much of Asia. It has recorded 1,474 infections with 35 deaths. Britain's government is under growing pressures to abandon plans to reopen most primary schools in England. Earlier this week, the government announced that most primary schools will open as planned on January 4th, while the start of term for secondary school children will be January 1st for pupils sitting exams and January 18th for the rest. The National Association of Head Teachers, England's largest head teachers union, said on Saturday they had instructed lawyers to write to the government demanding that it reveals the data behind its decision to reopen schools. The National Education Union called on the government to move learning online in all primary schools in England for the first few weeks of the month. It has also issued advice to its members, reminding them of their legal rights not to have to work in an unsafe environment. The finishing touches were being put on glitzy show at the Sydney Opera House on Saturday, as the venue prepared to host an opera crowd for the first time since March. The Merry Widow will open on Tuesday to masked audiences with up to 75% capacity. In a sign of hope for performing arts industry crippled by the pandemic, artistic director Lyndon Terracini told AFP, thanks to Australia's success in suppressing the virus, crowds inside venues, including the Sydney Opera House, have been permitted in the country's most populous city for months. But even as the performers readied for their opening night, an outbreak in the city forced officials to tighten restrictions, including a new mandate, masks on public transport and many indoor settings from midnight on Saturday. Listener, that was the news. Indonesian government decided to temporarily close the entry of foreign nationals from all countries to Indonesia starting January 1st to 14, 2021. This was conveyed by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi after attending a limited cabinet meeting on Monday at the Presidential's office, Jakarta. Minister Retno said the temporary closure was a step taken to respond to the spread of the new strain of COVID-19, which has a faster spread rate.
Pertama, saat ini telah muncul pemberitaan mengenai strain baru virus COVID-19 yang menurut berbagai data ilmiah memiliki tingkat penyebaran yang lebih cepat. Kedua, mensikapi hal tersebut, rapat kabinet terbatas tanggal 28 Desember 2020 memutuskan.
First, now there has been news about a new strain of the COVID-19 virus, which according to virus scientific data has a faster spread rate. Second, in response to this, the limited cabinet meeting on December 28, 2020 decided to temporarily close, I repeat, to temporarily close from January 1st to 14, 2021, the entry of foreign citizens from all countries to Indonesia. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the decision to temporarily close the entry of foreigners into Indonesia is exempted from government officials at the ministerial level and above. Meanwhile, regarding the return of Indonesian citizens from abroad, Retno Marsudi explained that they were still allowed to return to Indonesia in accordance with the COVID-19 Task Force circular. Indonesian citizens must still show a negative result of the PCR swab examination carried out in the country of departure, which is valid for 2 times 24 hours from before the departure time. Upon arrival in Indonesia, they must also get another PCR swab examination, and if it shows a negative result, they are required to undergo quarantine for 5 days at the location provided by the government. After undergoing a 5-day quarantine, the Indonesian citizen must also carry out a PCR swab check again, and if the result is negative, then they are allowed to continue the journey. Regarding the matter, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said last Tuesday that the policy to temporarily close the entry of foreign nationals was none other than in the interest of national safety. He coordinated intensively with the Minister of Foreign Affairs to get the latest development related to this issue. He also has coordinated with local governments, among others the province of Bali, as one of the favorite destinations for foreign tourists. That was this week's Spotlight. Today in history, we'll start with the January 3, 1946 event on transfer of capital from Jakarta to Yogyakarta. The transfer of the Indonesian capital from Jakarta to Yogyakarta began with the security situation in Jakarta, which was very unsettling at the beginning of 1946. This was marked by the entry of Allied troops, who were accompanied by Dutch Nika troops, who wanted to regain their former colony, which had become Republic of Indonesia. At that time, there was an attempt to kidnap President Sukarno and other high-ranking Indonesian government officials by Nika troops and the people who did not fully support and submit to the new government. January 2, 1946, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX and Sri Pakualam VIII invited the Indonesian government to move the capital city to Yogyakarta on their guarantees through a letter delivered by a courier. Sukarno decided to secretly move the capital city on January 3, 1946. Let's move on to January 3, 1946, where the Ministry of Religion was founded. The Ministry of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia was formed on January 3, 1946. On August 19, 1945, the Committee for the Preparation of the Indonesian Independence proposed to form the Ministry of Religion. However, of the 27 members who came at that time, only 6 of them agreed to the proposals. During the plenary session of the Workers' Party of the Central Indonesian National Committee on November 25 to 28, 1945, the proposal was again put forward and received and strengthened by the Islamic figures present. Without a vote, President Sukarno finally decided to form the Ministry of Religion. I learned today in history on January 3, 2003, where the birth of Greta Thunberg occurred. Greta Thunberg is a famous Swedish environmental activist who campaigned on issues related to global warming and climate change. In August 2018, she became a prominent figure by starting the first school climate strike outside the Swedish parliament. In November 2018, she spoke at the TED Stockholm. In December of the same year, she addressed the United Nations Climate Change Conference, and in January 2019, she was invited to speak at the World Economic Forum in Davos. That was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Shahid in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Shahid. Thank you very much for spending your time to listen to our broadcast every day. And thank you for your compliment on our programs. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Oh, oh. Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada selaluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianat.
Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Main Sport Branch Communication Forum asked the government, in this case, the Ministry of Youth and Sport, to improve sport regulation, especially for single events. The forum representative Renaldi Duyo said, the improvement of sports regulation in this case is the legislation and its derivatives, such as regulation concerning sport technicalities and those concerning adequate budget support for the implementation of the process of fostering national sports achievement. The refinement in question is that in addition to changing the regulatory content, it also adds or simplifies it. This includes removing technical regulation that are deemed excessive and do not provide flexible space in sporting the process of developing sport achievement. Renaldi Duyo emphasized the process of achievement competition is very tight in single events. This needs to be straightened out so that the overall process of increasing achievement can be in tune with what is being done by the parent sports of Indonesia. On the occasion of the online discussion, which lasted for 3 hours and followed by 15 main branches of sport, the Indonesian Main Sports Branch Communication Forum also suggested that the Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Amali, regularly communicate or meet with them. One of the objectives of the meeting was to hear and receive direct input from the main board of sports in order to work together to improve Indonesia's sports achievement. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Mr. Samir Mukhopadhyay in India. In his email, he said that he is a new follower of the Voice of Indonesia English section in the internet. Hello, Mr. Samir. Thank you for joining in the Voice of Indonesia as a regular listener. I'm really glad that you can get information from our broadcast. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Sisa
Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Aling-Aling Waterfall is located in Sambangan Village, Sukasada District, Pulaleng Regency, Bali. And it's about 110 kilometers from Ngurah Rai International Airport, or takes about 2 hours from Denpasar City. To enter the location of the Aling-Aling Waterfall tourism object is free of charge. But a box is provided for voluntary donation, while vehicle parking fees are charged. Because the location of this tourist spot is still not properly arranged and located far in the interior, it is advisable to use the service of local residents as a guide. After you park the vehicle, to get to Aling-Aling Waterfall, you still have to walk the path and rice fields, while enjoying the beautiful scenery along the way. Furthermore, there are hundreds of steps to follow. In the middle of the trip, you can already see the existence of the waterfall, which looks so unique and exotic. Arriving at the location of the Aling-Aling Waterfall, you will be treated to a spectacular view of the waterfall. The beauty of the Aling-Aling Waterfall, which has a height of 35 meters, looks so perfect. It falls from the top of the cliffs and has a unique waterfall flow because it is split into two directions from above. The right side of the fraction has a bigger and heavier waterfall. The steep cliffs with large rocks along the river flow, the green surrounding nature makes the scenery around Aling-Aling Waterfall beautiful and also Instagrammable. Under Aling-Aling Waterfall, there is a basin like a pond, which is created naturally due to the continuous splash of the waterfall. Visitor can feel the sensation of bathing and swimming in the pool under the waterfall, enjoying the splash of fresh mountain water. Because the waterfall has a slippery and swift waterway, those who dare can use it as a slide into the pool. For visitors who want to test their adrenaline, they can try free fall from the top of the cliff. Aling-Aling Waterfall tourism object is open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time. At this waterfall, there are adequate facilities, ranging from culinary attraction, such as cafes and also restaurants and inns. So, if you are looking for a vacation destination, Aling-Aling Waterfall can be your choice. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
To all our listeners around the world that I cannot mention one by one,
Happy New Year! May every wish of yours get fulfilled in the upcoming year. On this occasion, we will play a beautiful song to all of you. Here is the song.
Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra, ta-ra-ta-ta, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
One of the tourism managers in the city of Pekanbaru Riau province established a coronavirus monument. Asia Farm manager Eddie in Pekanbaru on Monday said, "The reason for building the coronavirus monument is because the pandemic is a history that cannot be overlooked. This monument was made with a cute and colorful design so that people do not need to be afraid of the pandemic, but must still be careful about living a new life order." The monument with a height of about 4 meters now adorns the entrance to the Asia Farms tourist attraction. The coronavirus monument, which is made of concrete, is uniquely designed in the form of a virus caricature in white, pink, and purple colors. Around it, there are stone steps and a colorful corona inscription which adds to the uniqueness of the monument. It is said the construction of the monument also aims to attract people's attention to travel in the midst of the pandemic by still implementing health protocols. According to him, tourists must adapt quickly by implementing health protocols such as the obligation for visitors to wear masks, provide a place to wash their hands, measure the body temperature of visitors, and apply distance restriction so as not to cause crowds. Asia Farm has an open-air tourism concept, which now covers 6 hectares with 40 rides and 26 farm animals for education. Even so, Eddie said the number of visits was not as busy as before the pandemic. Because the manager limits only 50% of visitors from the available space capacity, one visitor said that he deliberately came to Asia Farm because he wanted to see the coronavirus monument. According to him, the coronavirus monument is very unique and could become a new icon in Pekanbaru City.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya, bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta.
Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I present you with a song by Ashira Zamita. Ashira Zamita, a talented young singer and composer whose name has become known since the release of her first single entitled Ku Cinta Nanti. Success with her first single, she released a song with the title Cintaku Kini. The song tells the story about a couple who have not had a more serious relationship yet, but have to separate because of some circumstances. One of the messages Ashira wants to convey through the single Cintaku Kini is to have the courage to express feelings that have been hidden for a long time when the moment that you have been waiting for has come. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Cintaku Kini by Ashira Zamita.
Dipertemukan kembali.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
jamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita
jamkan mataku, hanya bayangan wajahmu di video.
pikiranku. Canda dan tawamu dahulu selalu membuat bahagia diriku. Semua telah berlalu. Dirimu yang dulu ada untukku, kini kau pergi tinggalkan seakan engkau tak mengenal.
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.